Hey, The Bird Show.
All right, so Melody calls us up yesterday, and I think in normal circumstances, anybody, any woman at least, would be pretty happy to know that her man is done with his Christmas shopping already.
I mean, because that means there was effort made, that he was thinking about you, he was trying to personalize the gift, he didn't wait till the last minute to run through the mall before he came to your house to give you your Christmas gift. So, I mean, yeah, everything should be fine, but she actually found more than she bargained for.
All right, so common sense tells you that if your boyfriend already has his shopping done for you for Christmas, he's been thinking about you.
Yeah.
Put some thought into it, it done in advance.
And and effort. Thought ahead, went and got it, already has it, not waiting till the last minute, thought for himself. So, I mean, it should be rewarded for that, I would think.
Nope. Melody, not too happy with her boyfriend. He's got his shopping done. Hey, Melody.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay, how are you today?
I'm kind of confused, like you can imagine.
How long have you been going out with dude?
We've been together a couple years now.
Like 2 years?
Okay. Yeah.
2 years. Okay. And do you guys live together?
We don't, no.
Okay. All right, so explain how you found out that your boyfriend has his shopping done early.
Well, I spend the night at his place a lot. He has a house here in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And I was there by myself once. You know, he had to leave before I did. And that's like usual. You know, I have a key and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided to do the little snoop thing, you know, to see what he got me. Because, and there's a reason. It's not just that I was being a snoop. I mean, there really is a reason for it. We were both kind of broke. I just graduated, and I don't have a real job yet. I'm still waitressing, and I've got, like, student loans and stuff I can't even stand to think about right now, like, piled up like you can't believe. So that's my deal.
Mm-hmm.
But for him, he has this house in Atlanta, and just for work reasons, he took this six-month job in Orlando because he thought it would help him to, you know, get better work here in Atlanta, which is where he wants to be.
Mm-hmm.
But he's paying the house mortgage, and he's also got an apartment there,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, that's going on over there.
Right.
So between the two of them, he's also pretty broke. So we came up with this rule for this year that since we're both, like, kind of strapped, we would limit ourselves to getting each other three gifts.
Okay.
So we have this three-gift rule thing.
All right.
Now,
it's a trap.
Maybe it is, but I think, I mean, probably of the two of us, I'm the more broke. I don't know, but I kind of think that. Because he does have a real job, at least, even though he has all these expenses. And I didn't know. I needed to know if it was, like, three $20 gifts or if it was, like, three $200 gifts, in which case I need to, like, pick up some extra shifts and stuff, you know? Because it's bad form if you're not sort of close to the same level, you know what I mean?
Well, you guys certainly define the meaning of Christmas in your house, for sure.
Well,
I understand where she's coming from. You don't want to be completely out
there. No, I mean, it might sound bad, but I was snooping in the most respectful way possible just to make sure that I was doing the right thing.
I understand.
You know what I mean? Okay, so that's why the snooping. But then, okay, so I do the snoop. And
I do the snoop. That's a funny sentence.
And what I found has me completely confused.
Oh, no. What'd you find?
Well, when I did this, I found there were actually six gifts.
Okay.
And there were two tennis bracelets, two pairs of pajamas, the exact same ones, except one's a small and one's a medium. And two, like, kind of homemade, like, you know, you could tell he did them on his computer, these two certificates, which are good for a weekend in St. Thomas. One of them is over New Year's, and the other one is, like, for Valentine's.
Okay.
Hmm.
And trying to put
it all together.
And the items, yeah, are all the exact same, you say. The tennis bracelets are the same as well?
Yeah.
The only difference in the pajamas is they are two different sizes. One you said was a small, one was a medium.
Yeah.
And there are certificates for two different vacations to the same island at two different times.
Yeah.
So common sense tells you that he wouldn't take you on vacation
twice
to the same place in just a couple of months. Common sense tells
you that he wouldn't get me a tennis bracelet for each wrist.
Arm.
Yeah.
And that he wouldn't buy me the same pajamas in two different sizes, assuming that I'm going to gain that much weight over the holidays. You know, that would just be kind of poor form.
So the small was for you?
Yeah.
Of course it was.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Oh, Jeff, don't be silly.
All right, so what do we make of this?
I have a couple questions. First of all, do you guys already have plans to be together over New Year's, or has he told you he's going to be away from you on New Year's?
We were together last year, and it was just sort of assumed we were spending New Year's together, so we haven't really talked about it.
If you've been with each other
now.
For 2 years, though, I mean, there is an implied,
right.
It's assumed that you will be together on
things. You just, of course.
I just wondered if he had already told her, like, maybe if he had already said, yeah, I'm going to be on a business trip this New Year's Eve or something, then maybe we could sort of find out a clue from there. But if he hasn't said anything about it, then maybe he's taking you on New Year's, and then he'll fake a business trip over Valentine's.
Well, see, here's the thing. Like I told you, I'm completely, completely broke. Like, I mean, like, beyond broke, you know? I haven't had a vacation. Like, I haven't even thought about a vacation in longer than I can remember. So here's what's the most confusing for me. I mean, I'm just telling you like it is, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm just being perfectly straight with you. If the New Year's trip is for me, I'm going to wait to break up with him until after the trip. Or I'm going to try and convince him on the trip to break up with her.
Oh, my God, that's awesome.
If the Valentine's trip is for me, then I can't wait that long and it's
right,
over.
Right.
So hold on. So the Valentine's trip is for you what?
Then I can't wait that long. I'm just going to have to end it and hope that, you know.
I hope you got the New Year's trip.
So you know there's somebody else. You're basically...
Well,
maybe his friend's mother.
Would you?
Come on.
Like, what else could it be?
Yeah.
Could it be his mom? I mean, honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, Jamie has a point.
Yeah, nothing like spending...
To the Caribbean?
New Year's or Valentine's weekend with your mom in the Caribbean.
Well, maybe it's like a gift for his parents
something. You've done that?
Your parents? Is the certificate clearly for one other person to join him, or is it a blatant certificate?
It says something like, join me, blah, blah, blah. You know, join me on a... I don't remember the exact words, but it's him.
Are the pajamas, are the identical pajamas, are they more sexy or are they more practical?
They're not super sexy, but they're definitely not for mom, if you know what I mean.
Yeah,
I haven't
gotten my mom sexy pajamas since I was 12.
So
one man's sexy is another man's practical. All right, David, you are convinced that this dude is not cheating.
No, he's not cheating on her at all. I mean, the question I have for her was, are the tennis bracelets the same size?
Are the tennis bracelets the same size?
That's something I didn't look that closely.
I didn't know bracelets
came in sizes.
He thinks he's got backups.
You can return the gifts after Christmas, and if the pajamas are different sizes, and she can return the one that's the wrong size afterwards, the gift certificates are so she can figure out what day they want to go on, and if the tennis bracelet's one smaller and doesn't fit her wrist, he's got a spare that will fit.
So, David, you're assuming this guy is being overly cautious, like thinking that much about the whole thing, that if it's the wrong size... She's still going to be satisfied on Christmas morning because he got one size of each,
right,
which would make him even more thoughtful.
Right. Guys don't return stuff.
I hope that's the case.
But then what about the certificates? What is that about?
He said it depends on when you could go.
So what he might have done is, this is brilliant, because you say he's got two different houses to keep up, right? So he's obviously very busy. So it's very possible that... He bought two of everything. Listen, just hear me out, you skeptical women who want scandal to happen. He could have bought two of everything. Like, look closely at the tennis bracelets. Like, maybe it's one gold and one white gold, two different sizes, whatever. And then he can drop the hints into, like, so, hey, what are we doing for New Year's? And that way, if you say, oh, my God, I made a reservation at, you know, such and such a hotel in Atlanta because they're doing this big party or whatever your plan is. Like, if you say that to him, then he knows to tear that certificate up and throw the Valentine's one out. You know, give the Valentine's one
to you. Are you sure? You're not really buying that.
We're just saying before you assume. Before you assume, and let's ask this question too, Melissa, before you get to yours.
Uh-huh.
Has he ever given you any indication? You guys have been with each other for 2 years now. So in my world, if a guy builds up 2 years of credibility, that should certainly somehow play into the equation here. Has he ever given you any reason at all to believe that he cheated on you up until this point?
No.
She's been listening to the book.
I mean, we did have a talk when he, you know, with this whole thing in Florida and all that, that it was going to be really hard. And I mean, he has been really good. Like, we make sure that we see each other every week, you know? He's been, but still, he does have his whole other life there. That wasn't the case before.
Plan for those 2 weekends. Like, try to start planning ahead for there vacations and talk about those weekends and see what he says.
Beautiful.
And, like, do both at once? Be like, hey, I want to do this for New Year's. And what about this for Valentine's? Like, at the same time?
No, because then you'll...
That's kind of obvious, right?
Yeah, all you have to do is talk about New Year's.
All you need to know is about that first trip.
Actually, no, because then he immediately in his mind can go,
perfect.
She wants to spend.
My thing is that, like, a lot of times you, like, when Katie and I are trying to coordinate stuff, we will look ahead. And the fact that you live in two different places, I think it's feasible.
Bad.
You don't just do those dates. The next few months.
You're not going to learn anything.
Why not?
It's a gift. It's a surprise. So guess what? He'll say, okay, we'll spend New Year's together in Atlanta, and that doesn't really tell you anything. Or if he says, he could say to you now, hey, you know what? We can't, like, no, I can't commit to anything New Year's, and you could get all freaked out, but he's only saying that to throw you off for the gift that he's going to give you in 3 weeks.
Hey, The Bird Show.
So, Jen, she admitted she was wrong. She shouldn't have been snooping around the house. And generally, when you snoop and you find something that you shouldn't, you got nobody to blame but yourself, right?
She sort of had a good excuse, though, because she wanted to make sure that the gifts that her boyfriend was getting for her were on par with the monetary value of what she was going to get for him, because they set that 3-gift limit. She just wasn't sure how much he was spending, and she's kind of broke and waiting tables and has a lot of student loan debt. So she didn't want it to be completely off. You know, she didn't want to get him, like, a keychain and a nice pen for his desk and a coffee mug, and then have him get her really expensive stuff. So she was snooping in order to find out what she should be shopping for him.
So she was a little shocked when she found that there were 3 items, but there were an identical 3 items that went along with those gifts. So there were, what, 2 sets of pajamas, but one was in a small size, the other was a medium.
Two tennis bracelets.
And 2, like, man, you know, like, computer-made certificates saying that, hey, we're going to go on vacation together to St. Thomas.
One was for New Year's and one was for Valentine's Day.
So she called us up with that, and we gave her a homework assignment that she should go ahead, call Delta Airlines or call around and try to find out if she's on any of the itineraries. That way she'll know if she's going in Christmas or is she going on Valentine's Day. All she really wants is to get through the Christmas vacation. She really wants that. So it should have been pretty cut and dry until one Bird Show listener called up and chewed her ass. Shoot her bad. Hey, Melody.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, no.
Something doesn't sound right.
Well, it's not like anything's really wrong, but it's not like anything's really right either.
Okay.
It's a story of my life.
What happened?
Yeah, I spent a lot of time on the phone yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
A long time. And I called, you know, just, I did my homework. I did the best I possibly could. I called Delta, I called American, I called AirTran over and over and over, because you can only ask a person so many questions, like looking for your name, before they start to think that you're insane. So I was checking all different dates, because I don't know when the departure would be New Year's. Is it the 31st?
That's
Is
right.
it the 30th? Is
right.
it the 20th? So I had them looking for my name like crazy, and a few of them, you know, I get a different person every time I call. I was calling like about an hour apart. Some of them actually did agree to look for my boyfriend's name, and turned up absolutely nothing. Nothing around Valentine's, nothing around New Year's, nothing. So I feel like I'm just stuck exactly where I was when I called you yesterday before I had my homework.
I can't imagine a scenario where he would promise a trip to the Caribbean for New Year's if he doesn't have the flight yet.
It's crazy expensive.
You couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I mean,
especially
unless
if he's going to give it to you on the 20, like if he's giving it to you on the 25th, like that means you're leaving inside of 6 days.
Right.
So not only do you have the holiday rush and you have the availability, but you also have the fact that you're inside of a week, he is going to pay $430,000 per ticket.
No, he's not. He's not taking her. The Valentine's trip isn't for her. Valentine's trip is for her. The New Year's trip is for the other chick.
Did you check Valentine's Day also?
I checked both, and I did manage to check. I found someone who would check his name for both times on every airline.
Let me ask you guys a question. Trips. When you go to, like, websites where there's either bidding going on for vacations or you're buying a package online, do you have to provide the information immediately there? And I mean, let's say you won the package. Would Delta or any other airline have that information yet?
I don't know. I know when we have winners for trips, you know, like if we give away a trip, we have to, except in very rare circumstances, we have to know the person's name 7 days in advance, I think, for it to be ticketed. So if, like, we're giving you a trip to go to whatever award show, we always have to do it a week in advance because that's how long the airlines need.
So based on that, he could have bought, like, 2 packages on some website and hasn't provided the information yet. That could happen. I mean, all of these kind of feel like a stretch to me, all of these scenarios. But they're all possible before you jump to the conclusion and break up with a guy that might have a perfectly good reason why he's got all the other gifts.
Well, there's no perfectly good reason. Okay, did you check flights leaving Orlando or just leaving Atlanta?
Well, I checked flights leaving Atlanta because, I mean, you have to get to Orlando.
Why would you check Orlando?
Because doesn't he work in Orlando for most of the week?
Oh.
So if he were taking another girl, he could be departing from Orlando.
Damn it, that's right. Or he could be flying her to Orlando, and they both could be leaving out of Orlando.
Oh, you're 24 hours too smart on that one, Hobby.
Well, I just thought of it now.
James has an interesting suggestion. It has something to do with honesty. James?
That's right.
Tell us about this theory called honesty.
Yeah, all that sneaking around stuff, that just takes too much time. You can either do it the easy way, the nice way, or you can do it the evil way. The evil way would just be to confront him and just say, I know about the other woman. You don't have to say anything else. If he tries to play dumb, you just say, no, don't give me that crap. I know. And just wait for him to spill the beans. Or you could just be honest and say, I found these gifts. What the hell is going on with it?
Inevitably, he's pulling the whole, is there anything that you need to tell me? And then when he says no, you say to him again, do we really have to do this? Is there anything that you need to tell me? And then inevitably, he comes clean.
Bert is the master of that.
Mm-hmm. There might be a way you want to go, Melody.
Oh, boy.
Just say yes.
I'm not sure I want to go that way.
It takes years and years and years to perfect.
Just say yes, Sensei.
But still, I don't know how you live with that knowledge for this long. Like, you're talking about living with this for 3 weeks, going on a vacation with him. It's just you and he, with the assumption in the back of your mind that he's screwing around. You're not going to enjoy that vacation, are you?
She's like, but I'll be in paradise, so it'll be a little easier to swallow.
Yeah, exactly.
Guess what?
I'll have my diamond tennis bracelet.
I'm going to be heartbroken when the Arctic freeze blows in Atlanta, or I'm going to be heartbroken on a beach where the water is as clear as vodka. So I'm going to go with the beach.
Melody, do you have days off in between Christmas and New Year's that you have discussed with him?
Like I said, we haven't really had that discussion. I mean, I wait tables, so New Year's is like a big night. And I told them I don't want to work that night, so I'm not working. But I do work, like, between Christmas and New Year's. Yeah, I work all over the place.
So think of the turnaround here. I mean, if he's going to use this as a Christmas present on you, he's assuming that he gives you the present, that you're surprised and happy, but he's also assuming that you can leave in 24 hours for a week or whatever it is. That's a lot of assumption.
Can you tell him that they just proposed that you work? Say, you know, we know you didn't want to work on New Year's Eve, but we're in a bind. Nobody else wants to work, so here's what we're doing. On top of, like, you earn your regular pay, and they're going to pay you an extra, like, $500. And he, knowing how broke you are and the holidays and everything, like, but you have to let them know today. So you can just point blank ask him, do we have any plans for New Year's? Because this is what got offered to me. But if there's something you want to do, I'll pass on it because money's not worth the
but
love
again,
I have for you.
I think that it opens the door for him to choose that vacation for his mistress. Like,
right,
if she says, do we have plans? He goes, look, you need the money. You stay. You work. and don't worry about New Year's. We'll make it up on Valentine's Day.
And then he ends up right. going to St. Thomas.
And then he goes to St. Thomas with the mistress.
But then she has the answer. That's what she wants. If he says, you know what, I'm going to go hang out with my buddies down in Orlando, or I'm going to go, if he makes up another story, then she has the answer. Then he answers.
And I have no vacation.
That's really what she's fighting for. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you love this guy?
Well, that's hard to answer when I'm in this place of confusion. Before the place of confusion, probably like 8 plus something, 8.5 or something.
But right now, the scenario playing out in your head is he's screwing around, so now he's dangling at around a 4.
Yeah, or even a 3.
Kimberly says we're doing a terrible injustice here. What's going on, Kimberly?
I think this woman is so silly, and you all are silly for listening to her babble like an idiot about this guy.
Why?
I haven't been called silly.
She needs to ask him up front or be done with it. If you've got to do that, confirm where you stand, then you don't stand where you think you do in the first place. You don't. You all are making all these excuses. Well, it could be behind it for this reason. Well, it could be if it looks like a dog, quacks like a duck and hangs other ducks as a duck. Either confront him or be done with it. This is stupid.
Right, but Kimberly, you're missing the point. She kind of knows that he's cheating. She's okay with that. She just wants to make sure she gets the first trip.
Well, you know what? She deserves to be screwed. I hope he does.
Oh, my God.
She deserves it. She's that silly.
I cannot believe what you're saying.
Bracelets. You deserve
that. Who are you? Who are you to be saying that about
me? You are a silly little girl. You are a silly little girl, and you deserve to be made a fool.
You are mean.
You are silly. You are silly. You need to grow up. Buy your own bracelet. Buy your own vacation. Grow up. You are an embarrassment to women with your silly behind.
You are disgusting.
You are a child, honey. I've been married 26 years. You are a little girl.
You are
an idiot. You are
totally classist.
You prostitute yourself for a bracelet, a dumb vacation. Make your own money, sweetie. Make your own money, sweetie.
Like you are classist.
You are a bimbo.
You're judging me because I'm
you are the other woman, sweetie. You might be the mistress. You might be the mistress. You deserve anything you get at this point.
How dare you say that I'm the mistress?
Listen, Mitchell, you're babbling about a man you can't even go to and ask him up front what's going on. You might just be the mistress.
You have no right to
ask him. If you can take your clothes off and get naked with him, damn it, you ought to be able to ask him.
You are disgusting. You have no right to be saying these things
to
me.
You're the one who's seeking advice, baby, and you got it. You got it.
Have you been burned in the... Oh, she's gone.
Here you go.
Hey, Kimberly?
I think she's still there.
Yes, I'm here.
Have you been burned in the past?
No, I ask my husband whatever I want to, and while I cannot account for everything he does, we are not going to share a household and share a bed, and I can't ask you about your whereabouts or where this is in my house or whatever. The fact that she was snooping in the first place, it got her where she was. And if my husband cheated, he could have. I don't know anything about it. I really do not, but this is just silly.
So what do you think she should have done?
Oh, she just needs to ask him. Tell him, I'm sorry. I know you're going to hate me for this, but I was rambling around and I'm feeling really nervous. I found 2 bracelets. I found 2 plans for 2 vacations. What's going on? Ask him.
But that...
That's crazy honesty talk.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
But I just feel like...
If I find 2 bracelets in my house, it's going to be crazy honesty, all right?
That's the point. But if she asks him honestly, can't he just lie his way out of it?
Like she wants...
Lie like a guy?
She wants concrete proof that dude is cheating.
And she wants the vacation.
Well, you know, she's got the concrete proof. Let her have the vacation. That makes her feel good about herself. As far as women would want to come at this point, she's got to play little girl games. Take the damn vacation or whatever comes with it.
I hear the suggestions coming in right now.
Silly.
Hide half of his gifts. Then he has to come clean.
Huh? That's funny.
Oh. You know what? I kind of like that one.
That's funny and tricky.
Yeah, that's not... That won't work.
Why?
Because he's going to know. Like then all you're basically doing is demanding the honesty by being cowardly about it.
Or
if he
could totally screw you if he just never acknowledges that half of the gifts are gone.
Yeah.
Then you're in the same place. Another suggestion, he can't afford to cheat. He doesn't have the money.
Yeah, I like that one. That's why he bought two tennis bracelets, because he's broke.
And Rebecca is convinced that after 2 years, if he doesn't know what size she is, he's cheating. And I can't agree with that.
Yeah, but
I can't agree with that. Guys are clueless.
Maybe it was a buy one, get one free tennis bracelet situation. And
oh,
putting the
right.
other one up on eBay.
Those happen so often. Right.
Well, you know, like one of those doorbuster sales. Maybe Best Buy had them.
I'm going on 10 years being married, and I don't know what size my wife is.
Well, it keeps changing.
What are you saying? What's that? Oh, yeah, the tops. I have had to adjust to the tops.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so, Melody, you got a couple of things to chew on. Any homework assignment for Melody that we can all come to a consensus on?
Well, stop being silly, I think, is one.
Oh, geez, don't even remind me of that.
I don't know.
I think you got to do... I know this sucks because I hate calling India, too, but you got to get back on the phone with the airlines and do the same thing you did today, but do it out of Orlando.
The Bird Show.